Hi, and welcome to another podcast from SearchManufacturingERP.com. I'm David Essex, the site's executive editor. The Internet of Things appears to be entering the practical phase of its hype cycle, with prominent vendors forming or joining alliances and other organizations that seek to establish interoperability standards for connected things. Machine-to-machine or M2M technology, which has a long history in manufacturing and the supply chain, could form the foundation for industrial IoT applications. I talked to Richard Brennan, MarCom Chair of 1M2M, about his organization's work on the technical specifications for a common service layer that can be embedded in M2M hardware and software. Brennan had participated in a standards panel at the Internet of Things World Conference in San Francisco. Richard, can you explain what 1M2M is?
Yeah, so 1M2M is a global standards partnership. It's the same set of partners that founded 3GPP, with the addition of additional organizations like TIA, the OMA Broadband Forum, and we just added TSDSI, the new standards group from India, so a whole new subcontinent. So it has a global span, and it's focused on the service layer above the IoT networking layer for federation of Internet of Things applications and services.
So what kind of companies are involved?
So the big names. So Ericsson, Alcatel-Lucent, Intel, Qualcomm, Huawei, ZTE, Telecom Italia, you know, the who's who list of communications-centric companies in the world.
What's your timeline look like?
So we've already done release one in January of this year. We're working now on the requirements and definition of release two. Release two will include, already we have work item active for interacting with the All Join, All Seen Alliance. There's work being discussed to do the same for the OIC. And we published a list of 125 target protocols that we could address or that could address us. So we'll never get to the end of that list because the list will keep growing.
What are some of the challenges?
So I think pulling the industry together to actually be able to scale, it's hard to point at some applications that are really large scale, I mean many millions of devices. What we have is we have a couple of announcements from companies like LG Uplus and SK Telecom in Korea that are operators that are saying, we're going to deploy this, and they have the support of their national standards authority, TTA. And this starts to say there's a path towards really large-scale, country-level implementations.
Can you give us an example of something really practical that a company would be able to do once this is in place?
So you'd be able to base a services platform on 1M2M without having to have pre-knowledge of which types of sensor networks you are going to be dealing with, because ultimately there will be APIs and a porting of the 1M2M standards to many different network level or sensor level protocols, as well as many different application types. The other ability is what I'll call the sideways capability, not the north-south, but the sideways is federation with other, for instance, legacy systems, such as might be in the Industrial Internet Consortium, so that you can tie whole systems together, not just protocols of sensors together.
When do you think this will be ready?
I think the first portions of it are becoming ready this year. Release 2 should really allow a more deployable instance. There's announcements. InterDigital is already basing a services platform on 1M2M technology. So I think you're going to see Hewlett-Packard has announced compatibility with 1M2M. You're going to see some real name brand deployments, both in technology providers, integrators, and services providers, all within 2015.
Do you have any direct competition doing something similar?
No, it's the competition's more at the sensor device, sensor networking level, the fight over who owns the application space. We're in between those. We're going to be relatively transparent to the user. We don't fight for the user's wrist or you know what's in their home. We say whatever that is, you need to be able to pull that together. And you could do that at a gateway in their home, but you might choose to do it up as a service if they don't have all the gateway components they need to address the 20 potentially different technologies that they're going to deploy in their home.
Does this work for the industrial applications also?
Exactly to the same way. You may have, typically, mergers and acquisitions, you end up with industrial implementations that are a Heinz 57 mixture of different topologies. How do you pull that together? Well, you could build a bilateral bridge to every instance you had, or you can go to a service layer which is able to communicate with all of the IP-enabled instances you have, which then also gateway into the old industrial automation non-IP-based technologies which are pervasive in industry.
Now, I know you're talking about service, I think, in a sort of the technical sense, but does this relate to the product as a service phenomenon?
I use the term services provider intentionally because I'm trying to differentiate that you don't have to be a telephone type telecommunications service provider. You could be an industrial service provider. That means you could be an industry running this for yourself, or even an industry group running it for their members, or you could just be a true internet open services provider offering this as a gateway service, a federation service to all comers within the internet. So we don't dictate a business model. We think that there are many and probably some we haven't thought of yet.
Well, Richard, thanks for your time today.
Okay. Thank you.